News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we're going to turn back to the bill which would restore the rights for those born on the island of Ireland to become Irish citizens, and it's being brought forward by the Solidarity Party this Thursday. We've been discussing the issue this morning, and basically this bill would undo laws that were introduced back in 2004 that basically excluded the children of immigrants from obtaining citizenship. So joining us to discuss this further is the Solidarity TD, Paul Murphy. Paul, will you just talk us first of all through this bill?
Basically, this bill would change the law in relation to citizenship and would restore the right of anybody who was born in Ireland to Irish citizenship, as was the case before 2004. What we have at the moment, unfortunately, is the kind of law that Donald Trump is aiming to get in the US, where he's on the rampage against similar so-called birthright citizenship. And we've seen since 2004 the impact of this law. People might remember the case of Eric, who was a young boy of a Chinese background who had never lived in China, was from Bray, went to school, he was 9, and he was threatened with deportation. The local community mobilized, like 50,000 people signed a petition in his support. Simon Harris, his local TD, and obviously the Minister for Health, came out in support of him. But the only reason that was possible was because, despite the fact that he was born here, he wasn't given Irish citizenship and was threatened with deportation back to a country that he'd never been in. So for the avoidance of those kind of injustices, but also a situation when others who reach 18 aren't entitled to free fees, for example, aren't clearly entitled to the right to work, we think that the right to citizenship should be restored.
Okay. What about for people who will say, Paul, that this is something, you know, the electorate have actually voted on previously, and as a result, we had a referendum on this previously?
Well, what people voted on, and I mean, we did campaign against that referendum, was to remove the automatic constitutional right to citizenship for anybody who is born in this country. And this bill wouldn't undo that. Obviously, we can't change the constitution by legislation alone. So the referendum voted to get rid of the constitutional right, and then that leaves it up to the Dáil to legislate. The Dáil did legislate at that stage. It was a Fianna Fáil PD government that introduced the referendum and then introduced the legislation. And that legislation obviously did abolish the right to citizenship. But there's two key points. One, there's nothing to prevent and there's nothing undemocratic in a situation where the people have left it up to the Dáil to decide exactly how citizenship should be regulated, that the Dáil can change the laws relating to it. And the second point is that I think people have had the experience now, since 2004, of the very unjust impact of this new citizenship law. And there was an opinion poll a couple of months ago that indicates that 71% of people would like to see a change in the law along the lines that we're proposing. So we think it's in line with public opinion.
Can I just ask you about this idea of, and it's something that we've been discussing here on the programme this morning, and look, there's, you know, it has to be said, there's been some texts in on it, but this idea that it would kind of, you know, open the gateway or allow illegal immigrants who would just sort of plan to get pregnant or to have a child in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, this was a big part of the rhetoric back in 2004. It was, at that time, I remember it, the same kind of divisive, racist rhetoric that we saw that we currently see from Donald Trump, and it was done with a very narrow, opportunistic political gain in mind by the then government coming up to the local and European elections. But at that time and now, they have never presented any evidence for these claims. There is no evidence to suggest that this is, you know, some sort of phenomenon that exists. Instead, when you look at the real cases, the kind of people you're talking about are people like Eric, like other children who have been affected and which have had campaigns in recent months. And, you know, you have a situation where Irish politicians will be going abroad to the US, will be campaigning against the removal of birthright citizenship in the US, will be campaigning rightly for the rights of the undocumented, will be campaigning against the scrapping of the so-called Dreamers program, which we don't have anything akin to in Ireland, and we should have in the US.
Okay.
But yes, are they going to support, you know, moving in such a or continuing to have such a negative policy regime here in terms of citizenship?
This bill, Paul, is going to be brought forward on Thursday. What's the timeline?
Thursday is still called second stage of the bill. It'll be debated on Thursday and it'll be voted then the following week.
Okay.
I mean, this bill can pass second stage and then it would have to go into committee stage. What would be crucial is that, you know, particularly, I think the government is likely to oppose the bill, but we would encourage people to contact their local TDs, in particular Fianna Fáil TDs. They have an opportunity to right the wrong that they were responsible for back in 2004, in which the evidence is clear, and ask people to pressurise those TDs and ask them to support the bill.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Solidarity TD Paul Murphy for joining us on the programme this morning.